People are running to and fro, marrying and giving in marriage, neither caring nor thinking of what lies ahead. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 24, verses 36 through 42, quote, "But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but the Father only. And as it was in the days of Noah, even so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day when Noah entered the ark. And they did not understand until a flood came and swept them all away. Even so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the millstone. One will be taken and one will be left. Watch, therefore, for you do not know at what hour your Lord is to come." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings on prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. And now we have an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on November 19, 1977. We start at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
"My children, I hear voices crying for help. I hear voices crying for a message of peace and hope. My son is your peace. The eternal Father in the Trinity is your peace. All of the material gain in the world affords you nothing, my children. You must now change your values. Because of laxity and not following my counsel, many who have started out with great fervor have fallen away. My children, you must all pray more. Pray for your priest. Pray for your brothers and sisters. My children, I counsel you now to read your Bible. You must read the Apocalypse, the Revelations. And you will understand that all that is transpiring had to pass, my children, sooner or later. All of the personages of heaven watch the battle now raging upon earth. The man of perdition, whom you call 666, is Satan himself, now loosed into the world. He now walks in the body of a human being, my children. He has many agents of destruction accompanying him. My children, you must always be on guard, for they are crafty, they are wily, and they have great knowledge. However, when the battle is over, they shall be brought down from the lofty peak. My children, I could give you many names that would encompass and describe the entrance of Satan into your world. The forces of communism, the forces of atheism. Oh, my children, what manner of words can describe the activity of these agents? They promote delusion, they promote heresy, defilement, misconceptions, and as Satan is the father of all liars, they too are liars. My heart is torn, my children, at the manner in which you do honor to my son and his house. The angels demand proper deportment during the holy sacrifice of my son. A woman must have her head covered. It is the command of the angels who are present at the holy sacrifice. All flesh and nakedness shall burn with the ball of redemption. Cover your bodies. They are temples of the Holy Ghost. Man was created in the image of the Eternal Father. Shall you make him bow his head in sorrow as you defy him now? Do you think with all of your scientific knowledge and endeavors that you can escape eventual death of the body? No, I say unto you, that is one measure of knowledge that man shall never find. I watch my children running to and fro, marrying and giving in marriage, neither caring nor thinking of what lies ahead, never preparing for their entrance into heaven. They push aside the knowledge of immortality and substitute all manner of immorality and sin.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns to the earth. The weekly holy hours continue to grow. In the next year, pious souls have pledged to pray 17,004 hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. This is an increase from last week, an increase of 2,392 hours. Won't it be wonderful the day when we hit 100,000 holy hours? let's go to work on it. If you will pledge to do one or more holy hours each week before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament for a year, write us here at These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, and we'll include your holy hours in the total next week. I ask that you pray that Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, will be the greatest apparition ever in the history of the world. At your holy hours, I ask that you also pray that we will have many generous donors to support Our Lady's prophecies on this radio program, on this station. Thank you in advance. On September 14, 1985, Our Lady said, quote, "Are you ready, my children? Have you read and reread the messages of heaven given from the years that go back to 1970? Those prior to 1970 are also most urgent to be given to the world," unquote. 14 years ago, Our Lady asked for the messages in the early years, 1968 to 1970, to be published. Now, for the first time ever, these most urgent messages are available in print. These inspiring 16 pages are available for $2 plus $3 shipping and handling. Order now. Order today. Write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Don't miss out on this tremendous information. The early years, 1968 to 1970, for $2 plus $3 shipping and handling. There are many people speculating on dates or range of dates. They are not following the messages of Jesus and Mary. On December 24, 1975, Our Lady said, quote, "You must not speculate on dates. I have often told you why, my child, to avoid speculation of dates," unquote. On July 15, 1976, Our Lady said, quote, "My child, you will not speculate with dates. I assure you, all the knowledge the Eternal Father wishes to give you will appear before your very eyes," unquote. There is now available a CD, a compact disc, computer disc, with all of the Bayside prophecies. This is a fantastic way to search the message or the Bible on a given topic, such as earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, comets, asteroids, UFOs, AIDS, test tube babies, homosexuality, war, the Great Warning, the Great Miracle, the Great Chastisement, and so on. This CD for personal computers costs $49.95 plus $6 shipping and handling. You may want to order it for a family member or a relative who has a computer with Microsoft Windows. Order it today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard Visa or American Express and call our toll-free number 1-800-444-MARY. Here is some interesting information. Our Lord tells us the telephone is a diabolical instrument. On October 6, 1977, Jesus said, quote, "In your country, the United States and North America, there are many agents of hell loose now. They have entered into all your medias of communication. My child, I have cautioned you again that the telephone is a diabolical, mechanical instrument of Satan. Beware." Our Lady tells us on February 10, 1975, that Veronica is entrusted with the message. Our Lady says, quote, "You will well understand, my child, that the cross is always heavy. Humility and sacrificing of your worldly instincts will make your ascent to holiness much swifter. It is surely the will of the Eternal Father that you will do. The message entrusted to you, my child, must go out to the world in great haste. The time is growing shorter, unquote. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, an audio track of the message, and this radio program. Visit us at www.tldm.org. And now we again return to the Bayside Prophecies given on November 19, 1977. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
The commandments of the Eternal Father must be followed. The commandments of the Eternal Father will not be changed to suit the basic carnal nature of human mankind. Now I say unto you, you scholars of great renown, you will not escape the abyss. You who go about bringing Satan into my son's house, you with the chineers who run about seeking change, you who seek to make yourselves God, remember the lesson of old. Lucifer, Luciel, he followed the same path. Avarice, vanity, and he was banished. And I say unto you, my children, as you sow, so shall you reap. The greatest responsibility now for protecting the souls of the young will rest with the parents. Do not expect those outside your home to save the souls of your children. For once they leave your home, they set upon the cross of Satan. The world is now given to Satan for a short time. The sheep shall be separated from the goats. Jesus, my son, is the vine dresser. You will all be there as worms on the vine. But if you conform now to the world, you will die on the vine. My children, many Latter-day Saints shall come out of the crisis. The Eternal Father knows full well the outcome. He watches with a heavy heart. We ask for many victim souls in the days ahead. Those who will prostrate themselves before my son on the cross and catch the blood coming forth from his wounds again as he is thrashed and beaten anew by mankind. My son is being re-crucified by his own.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on November 19, 1977. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. We are currently working on putting the 1984 through 1994 messages in a pocket-sized paperback book. We need your prayers and your financial support to complete this project. We also need your urgent financial help to help us continue Our Lady's messages on this station. Send the largest gift you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Veronica Lucan's former secretary and close friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, my first testimony here is from North Carolina to Our Lady of the Roses. I was a Protestant for 44 years. I converted to the Roman Catholic faith because of Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, Help of Mother Shrine. I was attending my sister who had been ill, and a friend of mine told me about the shrine, and she told me if I should get the brown scapula and the rose petals. I was listening to the radio one day, and I heard Veronica Lucan in These Last Days. I sent away, I got material, all the messages, I read them. The thing that bothered me most was that communion in the hand was a sacrilege. And I thought that I had been having communion in the hand in the wrong way. So I believe that as a Protestant, I thought that we were receiving the body of Christ. I learned from my reading the messages that only Catholic priest is able to consecrate the body of Christ, and I wanted to be part of that. I ordered the rosary. I received a green rosary with silver links. I got a calendar and was able to come to the shrine. One of the shrine workers taught me how to recite the rosary on the beads. I had asked for a sign from Jesus and Our Lady as to whether it was right for me to convert from the Protestant to the Catholic faith. I had called a friend of mine to tell her about it, and I learned from her that she was interested in reciting the rosary and getting the Catholic Bible. I was able to tell her to get the Douay Rheims Bible because I had read it in the messages. I thought that was my sign, but when I received my rosary and started reciting the rosary every day, I looked at it one day, and the links had turned gold. I knew then that it was a definite sign that I should convert. So I started coming to the shrine and was baptized and became a Catholic. I also had problems with my church in terms of kneeling to receive the body of Christ. I asked our Blessed Mother to help. She gave it to me. She gave me a miraculous picture to prove that I should kneel when I received communion. The matter sign. Now I have another party here, and this party here is from Guatemala to Our Lady of the Roses. We are now in New York City giving testimony of what was happening to our daughter. She's 13 years old, and now a year ago she was very ill suddenly, and the doctors didn't know what it was. They spent more and more time not knowing what was happening. After that, somebody gave us a petal from Our Lady of the Roses. We gave it to her, and she kept it. The illness was located in the leg. Then suddenly, the doctor knew what was happening. It was a big infection. After a week having the petal from Our Lady of the Roses, she started becoming better and better. A month later, she was almost cured. The doctors now, in that moment, were sure of what it was. The name of it was osteomyelitis. But the thing more important was that our daughter was very convinced that we also are, that the petal of Our Lady of the Roses made this miracle. Ever since our daughter kept the petal on her, she prays every day. We also do the same, and we are very convinced that Our Lady of the Roses gave us this miracle. Now our daughter is 13 years old, and she has grown up 6 inches. The doctors are amazed by the fact that since she had a very big infection in one of her legs, that it was very difficult that both legs would grow evenly, but they did. She is dancing ballet, which is another thing that the doctors are amazed at, because she used to dance, but they were not sure that she would dance again. But she's dancing now, and that's the reason that we came to New York, to the Shrine of Our Lady of the Roses, to say thank you for what has happened. The diagnosis of the doctors was that it was an infection in the bone called the tibia in the legs. The name infection was osteomyelitis. That infection put many particles of the blood, which blocked the lung. And one lung was out. She was living with one lung. Then, having that problem, the doctors decided to perform an operation to see how the bone was. After that, they made the diagnosis of the infection in the bone called osteomyelitis. Now her lung is cured. She is breathing normally. Her leg is cured, and she is dancing ballet. We believe it was a miracle from Our Lady of the Roses. That is fine, and that's all I have today.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us continue Our Lady of the Roses messages on this station. If you have received a blessing from this program, please pray and ask God to inspire you as to the amount of the gift. This is very important. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.